Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
This summer, why not enjoy a magical aquarium experience at night? At Marine World Umi no Nakamichi in Higashi Ward, Fukuoka City, the aquarium is currently holding its special evening event, Night Aquarium, with extended hours until 9 p.m. Once the sun goes down, the lighting inside the aquarium changes completely, creating a dreamlike, enchanting atmosphere. One of the highlights is a mesmerizing show where about 20,000 sardines swim in harmony with music and lights. And don't miss the dolphin show set against the backdrop of the night skyline. It's a totally different and moving experience from the daytime performance. Marine World features around 30,000 sea creatures from 350 species, with a focus on the seas around Kyushu. Popular exhibits include the island stage, where you can observe seals from all angles, and Penguin Beach, where you can get an up-close look at adorable penguins. Right now, there's also a special collaboration event taking place. Until September 23rd, the world of the hit game Animal Crossing's New Horizons is making an appearance at Marine World. More than 50 species of sea creatures from the game are on display in real life, offering a fun experience that bridges the game and the real world. There are also hands-on activities that the whole family can enjoy, such as a creature scavenger hunt using a game card and a small seashell wreath-making workshop where you can create your own original design. The nighttime aquarium offers a calmer, more magical atmosphere compared to the lively daytime. It's open every day until Sunday, August 24th, then weekends and holidays only from Saturday, August 30th, to Tuesday, September 23rd. You can enjoy the aquarium all day long from 9:30 a.m. through the evening. So why not make this your special summer memory and experience the wonder of the night aquarium?
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have information from Fukuoka City. Fukuoka City presents the Fukuoka Prize to honor individuals who have made outstanding contributions to academic research, arts, and culture in Asia. This year marks the 35th presentation of the Fukuoka Prize. And the 2025 laureates are, with the grand prize, Mr. Takara Kurayoshi, a historian who actively promotes the identity of Okinawa and the Ryukyu region. The academic prize, Mr. Baek Yong-so, a historian who re-examines East Asia from the viewpoint of ordinary people. And the Arts and Culture Prize, Mr. Vo Chong-gya, a Vietnamese architect known for his sustainable urban designs addressing Vietnam's social challenges. The award ceremony will be held on Tuesday, September 16th, and talk events will take place on Monday, September 15th, a national holiday, and Wednesday, September 17th. On September 15th, architect Vo Chong-gya, recipient of the Arts and Culture Prize, will give a talk. At noon on September 17th, historian Baek Yong-su will speak as the Academic Prize recipient, and in the evening on the same day, Grand Prize winner Takara Kurayoshi will give his lecture. All events, including the award ceremony and talks, are free and open to the public, but advance registration is required. The registration deadline for the award ceremony is Tuesday, August 26. For the talk events, the deadline is 2 days before each event. For more information and to register, please visit the official Fukuoka Prize website by searching Fukuoka Prize. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp.
Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.